But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where results are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Our topic is the danger of unifying relationship. As easy as this topic sounds, it's responsible for part of the greatest sadness, the greatest pain, the greatest bitterness people have faced. Relationship, according to statistics, accounts for over 73% of crisis and pain around people's lives. Unfortunately, a lot of us, I believe, thank God most of us are young people here, a lot of us believe that we know what we are doing. And believe me by God, everybody who have landed in one issue, landed in one pain, landed in one scattered marriage, landed in one regret, they all believe that they knew what they were doing. Sometimes it takes experience to humble men. Sometimes it takes you to enter that place and then realize you were not prepared. This is why I believe the church body has deemed it fit to open this area of discourse to us, especially at this point of our lives. I'm saying all this to knock out some of the mentalities some of us keep with, believing that relationship is just about scoping a lady, or as a lady just saying yes. There's more to relationship and family life. As a matter of fact, your marriage and your marital experience is already being written by the foundations you are setting in relationships. So by the grace of God, we'll be talking very briefly for the next 15, 20 minutes and we'll be done. The danger of unifying relationship. Don't just bow our heads 1 minute and pray in the depth of your heart. Say, God, bless me by the Lord. I commit you to touch any area of your life that needs adjustment. Improve everywhere. Every area that needs improvement, I permit it. Make sure you are talking to God. I permit it. I permit that your hand will bless me. I permit that you would shift my mentalities. You would improve my ideas. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I was going through a text yesterday. I was going through the text and then I realized certain very bitter experiences that is not far from the regular stories we hear during counseling. We get to hear of people who invested 6 years, 5 years, 7 years into so-called relationship. I mean, everybody knows you and that guy, everybody knows you and that girl. You go to visit their house every evening. People are already calling you couples and all kinds of butterflies flying here and there. Everybody's excited. And then it comes to the main deal. Then the brother wakes up from the left side of the bed that day and changes your status from my love to my best friend. Now you begin to already know from there that there's a problem. All of these emotionally based platforms that we establish relationships on, unfortunately, emotions too fluctuate. Many of us, I believe very strongly that God has orchestrated this particular talk because of a mistake you are about to make or because of a mistake you are currently making. I can tell you one truth with all sincerity. Some of the things I'm about to say, it will look like the ladies will benefit from it the most, but brothers, pay attention. I have a lot I can share with you. Believe me. One thing that if the devil steals from you, he has really cheated you, is time. This is the first thing I want to build our talk around. Time. A lot of people, believe me, I share with you true statistics. A lot of people give 6, 5, 4 years of their life to somebody they will not spend the rest of their life with. Then, when time has gone, when
important phase of their life has been carried away. And I want to share something with us quickly, brothers. It's unfair and it's wickedness. It's absolutely wicked for you to remove 4-5 years out of a person's life. And then just imagine that one day you can just, through words or even through a text message, just say, I don't know where this thing is heading to. You have removed 5 years. As a sister, I think it's too important. Before you say yes to a brother, before you get into that talk of we are dating, I mean, there are a lot of important decisions that ought to have been taken into consideration. Number one, you should realize that time is at stake. If Satan is really trying to destroy a destiny, what Satan steals from that life is time. It's time. What we call death is a termination of time. And if any relationship can steal that thing from your life, I tell you the truth, you have really, really lost if time was stolen from you. And that's why I'm still reiterating this. A lot of us would have to just pay attention in the next 15 minutes, I believe. I'll be done from the things I want to share with us. I've had people come to me during counseling in pain, in serious distress, in serious frustration. So we're dating. We have been dating since, and then when it's time for him to get married, I just saw a card. You who thought you were the girl, you were his lover, you were the one everybody knows. There is something about this danger of undefined relationship. For most of the time, unfortunately, many of what we call relationship, we started it just by assumption. We started it on the platform and basis of assumption. And assumption is too dangerous. Why do I say this? This is the typical story of what happens in the average life of a West African youth. We met at church, we were sitting down together, we all were in the same band, the same department, we are always doing everything together. We are looking at ourselves somehow. Anytime she is around me, I feel one kind of feeling in my heart. These are the kind of metrics we use. I like the way he dresses. I like the way he makes me feel. And from the beginning of this thing that we assume is a relationship, nobody talked about a destination. Come on now. Can I share something with us? Come on, guys. Can I share something with us? Is there any need to enter a car and go to park and enter a car and you don't know where the car is heading to? Is that not one of the greatest level of carelessness? That just because you saw a car and the car was about to move, you just run and enter, and no talk of destination. No talk of where is this car heading to. Unfortunately, you said yes to a guy that never told you any plan. I'm amazed the kind of flow, the kind of lapazy that some of you ladies fell for. It was all about, I like the way you look. Nothing about the future inside that talk. Guys, am I communicating with us? Nothing about where he's going to. A guy that doesn't know his left from his right carried you and put you in that journey of confusion too. He does not know where he's heading to, yet he says, be my lady. I hope you know what the role of a woman is. She's called the helper, a help that is suitable. So I ask us a question. Can you be a help for somebody who has no purpose? What will you help him do? Help in idleness? A wise man says, when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. From day one, there was no clear-cut purpose. So assumption became the whole platform. The guy is spending enough time with you. He comes to your house. He is hanging around you. He even gave you one rapper that both of you should do and cope. And you cannot see that all these things, very expensive mistakes. Many ladies have openly made people believe that she is in a relationship with one particular guy. And very serious people who could have married them assume already that she is taken. And the person that she is opening, all displaying him on her status and everything, that guy has never talked about marriage for one day. And time is not on your side. I continue to repeat this. If Satan steals time from you, he has really cheated you. Many of us is on this basis of assumption. On this basis of assumption. It started from that hanging out together. You just love to spend time together. You like the way you feel around each other. But the truth of the matter is, with time, this guy begins to tell you, I love you. All the ladies in this place and the guys, you guys know this exactly how we do it. There's something I want to share with you. When he is talking, ladies, guys, pay attention. What was he talking about? Did he share with you about his plans and his dreams? Did he communicate the destination of this journey you are about to start? Did he tell you why he's coming around you? Was marriage the destination? Or let's just between this thing and see where it leads to. That's the kind of journey that ended many people in frustration and in bitterness and pain. Listen, in my small experience in life and ministry, I have had more counseling around the area of relationships and pain and regrets than I've had even with demonic attacks and all kinds of other wickedness. A great number of people's pain and regret in life was around the area of relationship. It gave me enough reason to focus my attention on this area of relationship. Relationship is too important because for many people, you had ended up dating people you should never have dated, people that should have been your destiny friends. You made them your lover and broke up. And you know what happens when a breakup comes? The breakup begins to introduce some flair of enmity. Somebody that should be your friend, you dated the person, then it didn't work out. Tomorrow, that person ought to be a family friend you could take a phone call and call any time of the day, and the person can be there for you. There are many people that are hanging around your life, many people God has brought around your path. It's not everybody that you feel nice hanging around that you should date. I'm repeating this just because of the time. We have very little time. There is so much built around assumption. So I put a question to us, especially those of us who are already in a relationship. How did it start? Was the end well spelled out from the beginning? Or it was a very clear description of an assumption again? For many of us, I'm repeating this, please. I beg us by God. No matter how loving the guy is, no matter how caring you see him today, let me tell you one truth, and I say this with all sincerity. Ladies, listen to me. It is practically impossible for a guy to be faithful. Just pay attention to a truth I'm about to tell you now. And I know guys are here and they are looking at me already. Just pay attention. It is practically impossible for a guy to be faithful. I know some of you think you understand what you are doing, so you are not even paying attention to what I'm giving you. Just pray to God that one day you will not kneel down crying, and remembering my words and the sound of my voice because of a careless mistake you will make based on the fact that wisdom came to you and you were careless thinking you have it all planned out. Just accept what I'm telling you. No matter how pointed his nose is, how nice and caring, like he cannot kill a fly, it is impossible for a guy to be faithful. It takes the Holy Ghost. It is a guy that has met Jesus. Only that guy can be faithful to you. And I'll tell you why he can be faithful. The fear of God. You see that you're checking. You carry his phone. You check the message. You check good person picture. A guy can be super smart. Guys can have two WhatsApp accounts. Make you the DP of the one that only you is the person in that account. You think he's displaying you to the world. Only you is seeing yourself. I know some of you think you know what you are doing. Let me just help you today. You don't see. You cannot trust a man. So you would. The only platform I'm bringing our attention to, so all of these assumptions thing can be thrown away. Never give your heart to a man. Give your heart to the God that is in the man. If the man does not have God, your heart is not safe. So both of you met inside God, not in yourself. You met a guy who has yielded himself and his mind and his ideologies to God. Then you came and yielded yourself to the God you found in him. It is that day where you will not be there, when another strange lady will beckon on him. The only reason why he will not cheat on you is not because of love. Can I share something with some of us? Listen, I want you to repeat what I'm about to tell you. Tell yourself, emotion is more powerful than knowledge. Believe me, what I'm about to share with us now. In the face of true life tests, people have fallen for emotion than the knowledge they have. People know that premarital sex has many dangers associated with it, from sicknesses to the risks of pregnancy. But let me ask you a question. In the heat of the emotion of that urge, don't people ignore all of the information and the knowledge they have and follow the emotion? Emotion is consistently more powerful than knowledge. In the heat of that emotion, the knowledge the guy has of that name he saved your name as my love in his phone, it will not stop him from cheating. It takes the fear of God. Many of you are smiling now, your face is changing gradually. You just realize that all the lie the guy has been telling you is becoming very clear. I can never cheat on you. If I cheat on you, it's like cheating on myself. It's part of the jokes we tell people. The real thing that keeps us standing is the fear of God. A man that you listen. Guys, let me tell you something. Guys and ladies, put together, hear this one. If a guy or a lady does not fear their creator, if a guy or a lady is not faithful to the person that gave him life, is not faithful to the person that gave her life, is it you they'll be faithful to? What makes you think you are more special than God? A guy is not faithful to God. You gave him your heart. You are the biggest joker then. Because that heart is already a heartbreak. It's just time. It's time that will break the fault. I've advised many ladies, many senior ladies who think they know what they are doing. I've seen them hanging around some guys. They brought a picture. Sir, I'm about to get married. And I looked at some of it with the eyes of the spirit. And I said, no, this part ahead of you is pain. They ignored my advice and went into a marriage. Many of them called me sometimes in the middle of the night with crying. And the only prayer I pray, Lord, multiply grace for them. The grace to continue what you got yourself into. Listen, I'm telling you truth by God today. Everything I'm speaking with you today, I try as much as possible to not sugarcoat it. So that the truth will be in your front. You will see it as it is. You see all these DP, Facebook, DP, your profile page picture. All of these things we use as metrics to tell if somebody truly loves you is a joke. And all these things, it will fade out when you enter 30 years. You know, many things that look important now, many things you are calling love now, eh? By the time you enter a certain age, your idea and the metrics you use to define love, it will change. Love for you will not be, he put your picture on his wall. When you now have children, when a very funny man goes out, doesn't care whether you and your children have eaten, but your picture is on his DP. Then you will tell me then whether DP is love. Let me share something now quickly. So just so that we bring balance to some of these things we are speaking about. I've shared one thing with us already. If a man and if a lady or if a guy does not fear God, they will not fear you. If a guy is not faithful to the God that gave him life, he will never be faithful to you. So part of the first criteria we look out for when you want to make this choice, he must be what? God-fearing. Tell your neighbor, God-fearing. Listen, let me share this just to balance what I've said. God-fearing is not like he will be in one band or he's a member of one department in church. More sisters have gone through heartbreak from church boys than even the guys from the world. Just pay attention. The church boy can show up with a tie, with a Bible on his chest. And I've had to counsel more ladies in heartbreak that were put in that condition by so-called church boys than even the guys of the world. So it's not about being in a department. If they are not interested in God, if they are not serious with their pursuit for God, it's already a sign for you. It's a sign. And then I want to just add this quickly. The danger of undefined relationship. I have said this from the beginning of my talk with you. If a thing is not defined from the beginning, most times you will continue the way you started. It's hard to begin to try to change it along the way. Many of you started from a platform where the standard of God's word was not upheld from the beginning. So the guy comes to visit you. He has not said anything about settling down. Yet, every time he's looking at you with a funny eye, he's trying to tell you to visit him at very odd hours. He said you should just peck him, that it's just a peck. It's just by the cheeks. Many of you knew how the journey started. It started from peck. It was just a hug, a friendly hug. And all of these things that were done with assumption. You know, I'm saying these things and some of you are smiling and looking at the ground like you don't know what I'm saying. But it's true. It started from that small space we permitted. That small hug. You want to go, the guy says, won't you give me a hug? You are about to hug him and you really don't know what is going through his mind. Do you know there are brothers that just look at a lady and they have this scanning ability. They just undress you, remove the clothes from your body quickly and just... All kinds of lustful desires. You can see that every time you are around him, he is trying to make one gesture to touch you, to be too intimate, and you are seeing all these things and he's claiming his love. Sister, let me tell you one truth. Take my words as a word of an elder brother to you. Run for your life. His notions and all of his communications towards you for now, if a guy is trying to put you in a compromising way, get you into sexual acts, and you are not married, let me tell you one truth with all sincerity. There's nobody that does that came out better than they went in. Every time you allow that thing in a relationship, that's if you define it and you are in a relationship, then you allow sex to happen. I know many of you, maybe the guy pressured you and said, prove that you love me. And then he used that to emotionally blackmail you. You say, no, I will serve God. Let's obey God in this relationship. Then the guy says, well, I know now that you don't love me. He didn't call you for 2 days. Then by yourself, you now carry your leg and go to his house. And say, I just want to prove that I love you. Listen, let me help you out of that journey already. That proof you went to prove, that was the potential end of your relationship. And I will show you something very quickly. I know many people think of, I will not have sex before I marry. Any lady who have said that here, just raise your hand up. Let me see. Just try and raise up your hand. Don't do that. I will keep myself. I won't have sex before marriage. Try now. Just raise up. Are you serious? None of you have that confidence. Oh my God. This is a sign. May God have mercy. So nobody even have that intention. Well, you guys know why I'm not asking the guys. There's no need asking the guys. It's a waste of time. Believe me. Many guys will lift up their hand and say, me, I'm a virgin. Well, to be honest with you, it's practically impossible to be able to tell if a guy is a virgin. Most times it's cheap verbal words that they just say. They just meet a girl and then say, you are the first person in my life that I'm about to let go of myself. Sisters, don't fall for that lie. Many of them, they are apostles of fornication. They are already in that ministry for a long time. And as soon as they meet you, they pretend like they are novice, like they just, even they too, they are scared that... Listen, many guys, even after the act, ladies, I'm about to share your deliverance for you now. Just pay attention. Even after they have lured you into the scene, then they now tell you that, hi, let's care, I'm feeling very sad. I wish we didn't do this. Let's pray. Take my word for it, as serious as I am. That same guy, tomorrow when you go to that house again, he will start the same process. He was never sorry. He was never sorry about it. All of that is part of his games and play. It's a trick to make, because he saw that you were feeling sad. So he needs to make you feel like you are sad together. He was never sad. is His way. I beg you by God, I'm begging you. This is part of the things I want to end our talk with quickly. People say, I won't go into sex before marriage. And I laugh anytime I hear that talk. People say, sex before marriage is bad. I laugh anytime I hear it. There is nothing like sex before marriage. Sex is marriage. What some of us are calling marriage is wedding. You are calling marriage. There's a difference between marriage and wedding. You are talking about an occasion where people come, you wear a gown. But the real thing that the immortals call marriage is the consummation, the mystery of oneness, the spiritual tool that takes one soul and another soul and lays it together. So Adam will say, for this reason shall a man leave father mother and shall cleave, the cleaving process, to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. I will share one thing with you that will leave you restless, and then I will go. That will be my mission. For some of you, Satan will look for you. Some of you are carrying destinies. You are carrying destinies that will save your bloodline. Some of you are the savior for your families. You are the answer to prayer that all the cry and the all night and prayer before you came was. You are the one God sent to be the deliverer of your bloodline. And Satan knows he cannot affect the purpose of God for your life. I want to share one of the biggest tragedy I have ever experienced in the life of people this particular year, 2020. Pay attention. I pray. Just pray with me 1 minute. Lord, please open my eyes and teach me. I will receive your word. Make that your prayer, please. Please, just ask the Holy Ghost to show you this one. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Listen. In the old covenant, everybody look at me. I beg you, pay attention. In the old covenant, in the Old Testament, according to the Levitical rule, if a guy sleeps with a lady, whether it's rape or he took her against her will or willfully, that he knew her, the Levitical rule says, let him go and pay her bride price. Have you ever read that in the scripture? What does the Levitical rule say again? Okay, you don't want to say it now. Don't say it, but it's the truth. He says, if that consummation just happened, the moment you put that girl in a family way, the moment you go into sexual intercourse with her, they say, go and pay her bride price, you have married her. I know civilization and westernization is trying to redefine the boundaries of truth to us. It's trying to redefine the ordinances of truth. But I tell you the truth, the word of God will never change just because men are trying to change it. The standard remains the standard. There is nothing like sex before marriage. Sex is marriage. Sex is the only tool, the spiritual mystery that carried. I hope you know Eve was living inside the body of Adam before, right? Come on now, let's talk, everybody. Scripture says, listen, just pay attention to what I'm about to share. God says, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, right? Next statement, let them have dominion. Let them. I hope they just said man. You would think they're talking about male, Adam. But God is looking at just one body, and He's calling one body them. Inside the body of Adam was somebody already called Eve. In biology, if you didn't escape your biology class, there is a species of snake in kingdom Animalia. I think they are called ovoviviparous. The ability of an organism to have both male and female reproductive system in one body. A snake that is both male and female, a snake that is both boy and girl in just one body by itself doesn't need anybody to come and talk to it or anything. By itself, it produces the egg. By itself, it fertilizes the egg inside it. That was the kind of technology Adam was factored in. There was a female dimension inside him. Then God says it is not good for the man to be alone. It is not good for the man to not have a help, or rather a soulmate, because there was already that dimension of him inside him. So look at what God did. Scripture says God caused a deep sleep to come upon man. A sleep, a season of inactivity. And He brought woman out of the man from a rib. Listen, if you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
This was the truth God was helping us understand by showing us that for this other person called woman, I did not make her from the ground afresh. I removed her from the man. She has always been inside. Then God left a tool, a technology that can carry this woman that has been brought out of the man, that can carry her and put her back, and for her and the man to share one body again.
That was what marriage was.
Sex. Sex is what makes two to become one. The formula of marriage is 1 + 1 = 1, not equals to 2. That two separate bodies can have a corporate identity in the eye of the immortals. This is what I want to share with you now. Pay attention, let me show you something very bad.
There are people that Satan has tried to make you go and steal, to make you kill, to make you wreck causes for your life. And he failed because you found a way to escape by the grace of God. Then Satan says, well, since you did not do any of these things, listen, there's another potential, another method into it. I can make you to become one with somebody who has done all these things. And when the immortals look upon your story, it will be that you were the one who did all these things. Because both of you will begin to share a similar reality. So although you were not the murderer, no blood is crying against you, but you entered fraternity through the ordination of sex. You became one with a person that blood was crying against. Can I share something with somebody? Some of you don't want to answer again. You're angry? Have you met people that said, Kai, this is my wife. She brought me good luck. As I just married her, everything began to work for my life. Have you heard? Have you also heard another category that say, Kai, as I marry, everything started scattering?
What you
are hearing them saying in a layman's language is the reality of atmospheres. That I was living my life in this pattern until this person came and shared their atmosphere with me. And this became my new experience. All through my life, I was not experiencing this thing until I became one.
You can hear me say amen.
Amen.
It means, listen, young brother is there serving God, speaking in tongues. Lord, my destiny. Lord, make me great. Satan ignores you. He knows he has lost the battle on you. He goes and starts working and mentoring a particular lady he is preparing, he will package and bring to cross your path at a point. Then he allows the lady to get into all kinds of vices. All kinds of people cost her. She stole from somebody. The person says to never be better for the person who stole this my thing. There was a curse on her life. Following her, she was careless, slept around, took in, committed abortion. Blood is crying on her destiny. Then Satan says, this young man that God says you will do great and mighty things with, I know I cannot stop God from using him, but I can make him to become one with a dark history that can undo everything. Although God wants to make him great, even God cannot help him in that regard. Once they factor that all this history becomes his. So you will just be minding your business as a young man. You are about to go for that interview. You are about to write that jam that will open the next door for your destiny. Open the next phase of life for you. Then you see that careless girl woke up. Or she chats you and say, hello, you know, Sabi, great person. Kwanabu. Where was she all this while? Until you are about to enter a moving destiny. The devil was preparing a reset package to undo everything in your life. Where was the guy all along? Many of you ladies, when you decided you are going to be serious with the matters of your life, things are almost beginning to start working. Then that guy you used to like for a long time that never gave you attention, you just say hello. You saw it. You did as if you didn't see it for a while. Then you went and replied. Then you say, can we see? Unknown to you, Satan knows that with this law of oneness, he can make you to become one with something he cannot have you do by yourself. He can make another person do it and then share it with you. Have you seen Zenda before?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk now.
Yes, sir.
Sex is Zenda. They will transfer things to your life. Let me even share this very quickly. Okay? Some of us are already very angry with me. Listen, whether you are angry or not, this truth will remain.
And the reason for this truth is to fortify you in your evil day. When that temptation comes, your body is shaking. Just remember that you are about to get married. It was never about pleasure. You know, it looks like 10 minutes of sexual fun. Eh? Guys, are we together?
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing some guys here. You as you stand, you already have like four wives. You are a serial polygamist already by the standard. But you don't know yet, believe me. Do you guys remember how what Jesus told the Samaritan woman? Do you guys remember when he told her that you have been married to five different men? And the one you currently live with is not your husband? Do you guys remember what Jesus was telling her? Are you going to tell me that she had five weddings? She invited her relative for five different celebrations. No, what the immortals call marriage is consummation. You have to have had five different husbands. And even the current man is not approved by Zion. How many guys have you slept with? We don't like this kind of message. How many husbands do you have? You have been married, some of you have been married to six men. Some of us as brothers, let me even share something with you quickly, especially sisters. You will need to pray this prayer deliberately. You will need to say it with your mouth to God, only you and God, and say that prayer. Lord, I come out of every marriage covenant I must have entered knowingly or unknowingly, because those things are real covenants. Scripture says my people perish for lack of knowledge. The devil needs you to think this thing is fun and not know. So I see a lot of people saying, my marriage is delaying, and I'm thinking, really? But you are married already. When God is looking at you, are writing prayer requests, Lord, send the husband, and God is saying, you have three husbands already. You have not done what are you doing with the three husbands you have? These are very troubling truths. I can see the way heated emotions is jamming me. Well, I will leave here safely by the grace of God, and nothing bad will happen to me. The next time he said, or she says, prove that you love me. Remember what is at stake. Remember what I said we should do, right? For everyone who needs to go with God quietly. You need to say these things with your lips, or else, I tell you the truth, it will continue to be a posture for you spiritually, that there is a man. Have you heard the concept of spirit husband? Let's talk. Just discuss with me. Let's continue. Do you know people who cannot interact healthily with any man physically because there is a spiritual character that claims them as his own? Where do you think it started from? How do you think it started? How did he become her husband? As far as she was concerned, she never had wedding with anybody, right? But the immortals, those, they don't call occasion marriage. Marriage is the consummation, the mystery of oneness. So you are about to trust God to bring your family out of poverty, out of lack. Then the devil says, if we leave this guy, if we leave this lady, the way she's going, there is a grace we are seeing around her life. She has a burden for needy people. Anytime you pass by anybody who is in need, in pain, you see poor people, your heart is paining you. It's not everybody that feels that way. It's a sign of your calling and your purpose. It means there's something about you and resources. God will give you enough later that you have the ability to be able to express this pain you carry every time you see poor people. Satan also observes how sad you feel anytime you see people in need. And he knows that if nothing is done, this is how you are going to go and enforce the mandate of God on the mountains of finance. So this is what he does. He immediately begins to scan with his scanning device, looking for families that have curses that limit them for servitude. Families that there are curses that their lineage has entered into that limits nobody can rise from that family. Everybody must be down. Then he carries one candidate from there. Make the guy for some reason look very handsome in that season. Barbs very nice hair, smells nice, shows up, speak Queen's English to you. You are carrying a destiny to liberate people from the bondage of starvation and hunger. Then they brought somebody who is also carrying something on his head. Listen. I beg you by God. You know, it was scripture that says marriage is honorable in all things, the bed undefiled. One of the things I'm attacking deliberately today is this area of compromise that has become a normal thing to our generation. Don't allow the West mentor you. The West that are selling all of these ideas to us. I can tell you one truth. Statistics alone prove that over 82% of their marriages end in divorce. Do you remember my figure? 82% of their marriages end in divorce. Are these the people to mentor you? You are watching their films. In their films, they make it look like sex between a guy and a girl that just met is a normal thing. It's not. You are overdoing your holy. You are not overdoing it, though. Is that their lifestyle that has driven God out of the system is responsible for the decadence in their society and for all the woes and pain that is in their marriages? So today, my advice and my call for every one of us seated here, when that evil moment comes, when your temptation will come before your eyes, remember, you are not about to have 5 minutes of pleasure or 10 minutes of fun. You are about to marry. Just ask yourself one question. Are you really about to do this? You are about to marry. I conclude this, the danger of undefined relationship with this one advice. Ladies, like I said from the beginning, and guys alike, never give your heart to anybody that has not given their heart to God. Never give your heart to anybody that has not given their heart to God. There's nothing as sweet as both of you meeting inside God. The lady gave her life to God. The guy gave his life to God. In the pursuit of the agenda of God, then the guy and the lady, their interest met inside God. So they met themselves in God. If something is about to go wrong in that relationship, just pay attention. If something is about to go wrong in that relationship, it is easily controlled because you center God around it. When the guy is about to cheat, there is something to draw him back to attention because he fears God. Any man that does not fear God will never fear you. If his creator is not faithful to his creator, he cannot be faithful to you. Any lady that does not take her creator seriously will never take you seriously. Unfortunately, guys, I'm saying this with a very heavy heart. For many of us, unfortunately, even when this truth has come for you, you will still go and embrace all the same errors, the same ways that we have spoken about. And believe me, scripture says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. There is more to sex, there is more to relationship than I love you. Relationship, every relationship will add or subtract something from your life. Any relationship you enter will either add or subtract something from your life. No relationship leaves you the way you are. You become something as you enter that relationship. Either you lose something or you became better. But no relationship leaves you the way you are. And so today, this is the final advice I'm bringing for every one of us. Continue to remind yourself that it is beyond the way I feel, beyond love, beyond emotion. It is about destiny. There are guys, there are ladies here that you should not have any business saying yes to. Say yes to somebody that looks like your future, where you are heading to. Somebody comes to you with all kinds of compromise, all kinds of carelessness and laziness. You just say, "You go better." Listen, you see that you go better talk, pa? If you are not seeing the lady paying the price, seeing the guy paying the price to become better, I'm not saying you should look for wealthy or already made people. Look for somebody who is working on themselves. Somebody who is taking strides in destiny. You see the guy that, okay, all his talk is not just in words. He's doing something too. He's taking steps to make those words to become reality. Say yes to somebody that looks like your future. Don't be quick to say yes. Guys, don't be quick to ask a lady out. This assumption is a real challenge. There are many guys that have asked certain ladies out. The ladies say yes. Then after 2 weeks, they met another person that look like this. Lord God, but Father, you know this is the real kind of person that I like from the beginning. Then you start looking for a way to subtly tell this lady that you're not doing again. Ladies, you have said yes to a guy hurriedly. Then maybe you traveled. Or maybe you went to a new environment and met somebody that is the real thing you were thinking about. There's no need to rush. In conclusion, scripture says he makes everything good in its time. It will not be good if it's not the time. In that, if it has come to the time, all of the conditions will be right and you will be in your best fashion. In this matter of relationship, you attract your kind to your life. You don't date the kind of person you want. You date the kind of person you are. All of these, I want somebody who is very hardworking, who speaks in tongues, who is prayerful, who is rich. As you are talking all of those things, be looking at yourself in the mirror. Just be looking, the person you are seeing in the mirror. Does the person resemble this thing you are saying? In relationship, it's like poles that will attract themselves. You attract your kind. You see, there's a way God does it. Both of you can even pretend to yourself like you are different people, but eventually we found out that everybody attracted their kind. You met your kind. It's your kind that you met. So what can you be doing with your time now, especially in this age we find ourselves? Just be developing yourself. Self-improvement. Personal development. Because eventually you are going to attract the kind of person you have become. So why don't you rise to the kind of person you want to meet? So that naturally, the kind of person you want to meet, you have become it, and you attract those kind of people simultaneously and sweatlessly. If it's time, you know. If it's time, you know. There are a lot of things we are doing right now. You are just wasting time because now you close from school. Your father is trying to pay your school fees. What business do you have having a girlfriend? They don't give you food, you shrink and die. Can't even. You that they lock the door, that you will not sleep in the house that day. See how pitiful you were looking. You now carry a younger person's daughter and say, love of my life. Whose life do you have? You don't have a life now. You have not finished with WAEC. You don't know whether you even make your master in English in WAEC yet. You devote quality hours in the night meditating on the guy. Slept with a smile on your face. Wait and see your WAEC results. You're not ready. It's just true. The more I'm paying the price, the more I'm separating myself, the more I'm withdrawing, the more I'm putting discipline structures in place, the more I'm realizing that the kind of people who are developing interest in me are changing. Let me share something with you quickly. Several years back, it was only my coursemate and people in my class who would just say, I just wanted to know that I like you and all that. And then I'll be in my mind and say, wow, Lord, thank you. At least people are liking me. But let me tell you one truth. Recently, a lot of us brothers take this advice from a brother to a fellow brother. You do not attract, or you don't scope, you don't win the kind of lady you want to date. You grow into that kind of lady. Ladies, you don't attract the kind of guy you want to date. You grow into that kind of guy. When you grow, when you read books and expand your mind, when you walk in your purpose, when you begin to strike relevant chord according to your ordination, naturally, you will find out that your path somehow will begin to align with people around your same level of focus, your same level of impact, your same level of commitment. So please, save yourself that stress of entering one relationship. Tomorrow he says it didn't work out. Unfortunately, many of us say, God said. God said she's my wife. I feel like asking them how far after 2 years. They are both going different directions. Bow your hearts, everybody, and pray. Lord, as your word has come for me. Don't pretend in this thing you are about to pray. It's just 3 minutes prayer. Lord, if by any means I have entered covenants, the covenants of oneness, I have married into strange realities by carelessness, Lord, please have mercy and break that union. You have to talk to God. Make sure you are talking to God. Your own words. Lord, break every union, every kind of covenant every soul tie, every soul mating that I have gone into by ignorance, that I've gone into by carelessness, Lord, break it. Break it. Break it. Break every attachment and every marriage I have gone into unknowingly. Make sure you are talking to God. Lord, break it. I come out of negative air. I come out of curses. I come out of limitations. I come out of systems that don't work for people. I come out of all of the curses that plague any bloodline I have gotten myself into by carelessness. Lord, show mercy. The devil thought he had won. He thought he had made you to become one with a strange system. But there is a provision that men can be born again. You can die to your old life and start life afresh again. And I tell you what ends marriage is death. Till death do us part. You can die. You can die today. And says, if any man be in Christ is a new creature, that person you knew have died, that marriage is dissolved. You can end that ungodly marriage with the mystery of death. Please, I beg you, make sure you are talking to God. Lord, now I know. You showed me some things. Now I know. Lord, I end every ungodly reality. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Lord, I pray by your power, by the sovereign will of your Spirit. I decree and declare every union, every covenant, every negative reality that has been established upon the life of your people by any season of temptation, today I render it disannulled in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I decree every ungodly covenant broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, I decree that they enter speedily into their ordinations, into their purposes, even into their full expectations for their life in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare by the power of the Spirit, I decree that you remove the appetite for sin that has crystallized in some of their hearts. Let the yearning and the desire and the urge, let it cease right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I decree and declare by your mighty power that none of them will end up a nonentity. None of them will fall for the gimmicks and the tricks of Satan. They will all rise to their full potential. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Trust you've been blessed by this message. To know more about us, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.ami. You can also follow us on Twitter at @Anakazo_AMI. Connect with us on Instagram at @Anakazo_AMI. For more of our messages, please visit www.forshared.com. God bless you.